which has become such a hot-button topic in our American society, simply because there are people that are getting canceled, are getting vilified, and are being, whatever terminology you want to call it, it's an attempt to erase their existence or their influence altogether for saying things that many of us don't agree with. And I for those people out there, I understand the concept and I understand the idea and the good intention of that, of trying to remove somebody out of the platforms because they are spewing something that is totally grotesque, is totally against the progress of society. And it's something that it has an evil intentions and negative intentions behind it. Okay. I understand all that. With that said, I still promote free speech, meaning that I don't want people to get removed altogether from a platform. I don't want people to be removed and not be allowed to speak in an expressive way. And I will say this simply because we have to understand our society, what it's become now, is that when you think of something, when you think of an idea and you agree with an idea that someone says, automatically you're being lumped into everything that person says, everything that person thinks. And I wish that people were more understanding that opinions and thoughts are not universal. Of course, if you're a liberal and if you're conservative, you're going to align with a lot of the views, but there's people like me that understand that the country is 50-50, for the most part, it's 50-50. And there are good things about being a conservative and there are good things about being a liberal. There's pros and cons to everything. But you understand also that the country feels very strongly about both views. So you have to be somewhere in the middle about all of that. But one of the principles of our country here in America is that the freedom of speech is something that was allowed because in other countries, like we have nowadays, like North Korea, like China, like Cuba, and so on and so forth, where the government mutes you altogether and says, you cannot say this. You cannot talk about the government. You cannot talk about this person. You cannot. I mean, in Russia, I just saw that some news anchor had to leave the country because she was talking anti-war rhetoric that was obviously against Russia, her own country, and she had to escape the country altogether. Imagine that. Imagine you having an adverse or a very contrasting opinion of the elected official right now in office, and you're saying he fucking sucks or she fucking sucks. And all of a sudden, you have to take a one-way ticket down to Spain or Canada. You have to get the fuck out of here because guess what? Your ass is going to jail. Your ass is going to be detained by the government, and you don't know what the heck's going to happen. And I think that's what I see that slippery slope being when people are trying to omit other people. And the recent episodes that we had Kanye West going against Jews and just saying shit that about George Floyd and Black Lives Matter, which some points I understood. And if you know the character, you have to understand that he's just a person that just says whatever he feels at the moment. And I think that when he's hurt, he says the things that he was saying. Cool. Does that justify it? I'm not justifying it because he's a grown man like me. Cool. But you have to understand the bigger purpose of it, right? And I heard someone talk about this in a great podcast, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. And for those of you out there, it's the idea of we live in a society where no matter how nasty, no matter how ugly someone's narrative is, let's just say if it's like David Duke from the white nationalist, or Minister Farrakhan, and he's talking about pro-black, fuck whites, fuck cops, and fuck, these guys just say everything and anything about any other race but their own. We have to let them do that because society in itself is going to cancel that. So what I mean by that is that there's going to be people that feel the way they feel. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, they're going to feel what those people feel. And no matter what you try to do to cancel it, that thought is going to be inside people. Now, they're just going to be afraid of talking about it. Like, for example, for me, I want to know who says nigger. I want to know who says spick. I want to know who says all these things that can be offensive to a lot of people, right? I want to know. I want to put my name on it. I want you to put your name on it. Because I want to know who I'm dealing with. But that person, as long as they're not in a position of power, as long as they're not a person that you feel is or is controlling people that they have a strong bias against. So, for example, if you're a guy that runs, like, you know, you hate women, but you're a women's basketball coach, like, that guy should not be in that position, okay? So it's things like that where the consequences will come if you allow the concept of people saying what they want to say. You hold them accountable. You know who they are. But I don't want to cancel them. I don't want them to be stopped altogether. We need that voice. It's what our democracy is for. I mean, we're really not a democracy, technically. We're an oligarchy. So, you know, but we say we're a democracy. And one of the reasons we're a democracy is because you're able to say what you want to say. I understand if things offend you. There's things that I've heard people say that offend me. But I understand that they have every right to say it. They have every right to talk that way. They have every right to feel that way. It's not the way I would want to talk. And you have to also understand this. It's very important for us to understand. It's that life now in 2022 is much better than in the 90s. It's much better than the 70s. It's much better than whatever decade you grew up in. It's better than the 2000s. You have to look back and say, have things gotten better? I believe that while the crazy thoughts and things that we hear have been more prevalent, our society as a whole. Why? Because people are more aware of how to be sensitive to other people's deficiencies or things that would offend other people. We have to be much better about that, right? Or we have become much better about that. But it doesn't mean that you eradicate that thought altogether from a certain group of people. Just like racism, you're never going to stop racism. No matter how many people you want to cancel saying the N-word, you're not going to have that removed. We're all going to be biased. We're going to be prejudiced. We're going to be judgmental to some extent. And you have to allow for that expression to happen, because if you look at the other side of it, like I said, you want to be Cuba. You want to be Russia. You want to be a country where if you say something against the government, God forbid, we got to get you out of there. Because you know TikTok, everyone's favorite app, TikTok, they go ahead and the government channels exactly what you need to see. They don't even give you the ability. They don't even allow you as a grown thinking adult that to make a choice on what you want to hear, on what you want to see. How crazy is that? That we cannot, like, I could watch a movie that's anti-American. I'm like, okay, I'll take something out of it, but I feel what I feel. And I feel that's where a lot of the people that are extreme with wokeism, people are trying to take away my ability and your ability to rationally think something through and to see what the message is. It reminds me a lot of how rap music was back in the 80s and 90s, where everybody got on board with it, how deplorable it is, how this or that and the other. And people were not understanding that it was just an expression of an environment that they were experiencing it. But to say that that music is going to somehow impact my decision in life. Look, I listen to Wu-Tang. I listen to the shit that you had people stomping CDs on. I'm like, I listened to that. That didn't change me. That didn't make me a different person. those influences come from your environment. Those decisions of you becoming a bad person come from the people closest to you. And that has nothing to do with music. Music, I feel, accentuates whatever it is you're feeling. So if you're feeling happy, you're going to want to listen to happy music. If you want to feel sad, if you want to feel this or whatever it is, if you want to feel anger, you got everything. So going back to the freedom of speech, that's how I look at it, is understanding that that's just an expression. So when I hear like somebody else, like an Antonio Brown, going ape shit on Tom Brady, he's just saying crazy shit about his wife. And this is a guy, Antonio Brown was somebody that was out of the league, and Tom Brady gave him a chance to come on board and make a name of himself again, to redeem himself. And this guy, Antonio Brown, is just shitting and just going after Tom Brady in a way that it's not understood. And I always say with people like that, people like Kanye, I just say they're hurt. I say, man, they're going through some painful shit. Just like with me, some of my podcasts, I was angry. And I would say things. And I'm like, well, you know, so I understand that vibration. It's like you understand that sometimes whatever you feel in your brain, you have to get it out, because it festers in there. Now, many of you be like, well, don't think that way or don't say that in public. That's either here or there. I have the ability to. Now, the consequences, then you have to live and die with the consequences of that. But if you're smart enough, if you're aware enough, if you are an adult, you understand that talk needs to be had. Like, I know people are going to be racist. I know people are not going to stop being racist. I know people are going to be judgmental. I know people are going to be just not able to be open-minded to allow other people from other walks of life in their life, in their circles, because they already have a preconceived notion of how that people or that group of people is. And that's okay. Like, that doesn't bother me, because I always tell this to people. That's why racism doesn't bother me as much as the average person of color does. And the reason why is I look for the positive people. I look for the good people. I know there's progression. We elected a black president. Now, whether he was technically 100% black or not, if he goes to prison, the Aryan Nation, Aryan Brotherhood is not going to accept him. Okay, so, you know, we call him black because of what he looks like. But he's a person that got elected 2 times in this country and dominated the election. Why would that happen when the large majority of the voting population is white, when most of the people that are influential in this country are white? Why would that told me right there that as long as you carry yourself in a manner that resonates with people, they don't fucking care. Yeah, you're going to have another country call you a monkey and throw a banana at you, right? Like, you're going to have that shit. But this country, and these are the signs that I look at in our society as a whole. So when I see this, when I see Elon Musk taking over Twitter, which was needed in that platform because people were getting banned for bottom line, extreme political thinking that was not liberal in nature. I disagree with that. This country is 50-50, give or take. You have a lot of folks like me, the independent voter. I don't vote, but I'm independent. I think there's things on both sides that make sense to me. And I'm not going to, you can't lump everybody that's a conservative to be one way and everyone that's a liberal to be another. You can't. And that's where I have to have you understand, if you're out there very passionate about whatever it is that your values are, you're going to have a person that's totally polar opposite of you, but it doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make them this tyrannical wanting to be like, if Kanye wants to love Hitler. That's crazy to me. I don't understand it, but okay. Like, you do that. You do that. Like, you know, you're not, trust me, you're not going to be president anytime soon. We want people to truly speak how they feel, because it lets you know where they stand. It lets you know. You already know. It's like the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. It's like, if you feel that person is demonic or evil, then I'd rather know what it's all about. I'd rather it not hide behind. And I that's why I feel that with nowadays, with the ability for us to communicate, I feel that we ought to have identification, just like celebrities have when they have to go online. Like Dave Chappelle has to verify that he's Dave Chappelle. And just, and I feel that we have to have our somehow our real information tied in with these social platforms, because if you want to spew that crazy shit, then we have the ability to say, okay, who are you? Okay, oh, this is where you're at. This is what's going on. Okay, cool. I got you. And we're going to call you out. And then you're going to, so people are going to be more aware of what they say and not say. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't hide, especially if you're spewing things that are negative, you can't hide behind the curtain. You just can't throw shit and run away. We want to have people that if you say something, say it. And if your thought process changes, change. And I wish people that are very extreme about making this world all inclusive, all sensitive, all these things, that I wish they understood the human nature, that all of us in our nature, I always say this and I'll leave with this, is that if we were all white, blonde haired, or all black, like the exact same shade, the exact same hair texture, the exact same eye color, that we would still be discriminatory and prejudiced, because we would align ourselves like the short people. We would align with the short people. The tall people would align with the tall people. The fat people would align with the fat people. Those skinny people would align with the skinny. You know, like that's the way we're built. You see it in countries where they all look alike. It's not like they're all best friends. Like you go to any Asian country, they all fucking look the same to me. And people are not going, and there's still divisiveness going on. So when you see these examples of no matter what things we try to push to make everyone equal, people are just going to have their biases, and we have to accept that. And in this country, we have to allow it to be expressed. The hope is that you can have a conversation with somebody from a contrasting point of view. That's how I was able to grow. That's how I was able to learn, because I will be open, and I'm still open to talking to people from different walks of life. I'm not saying that I'm going to adapt their views. I'm not saying that, but there's a reason why that person feels the way they feel. And if they're logical enough and they're able to express that point of view, then I'm okay. I can still disagree. And that's the part where people are not allowing to happen. The woke people, people that are very adamant about overcorrecting a lot of the wrongs, is that they're not trying to give anybody an opportunity to express themselves, to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. They automatically, they're just turned off. They don't want to fucking talk about it. Hey, you go do your thing. You're canceled. Goodbye. You don't think like us. And I think that's what's gotten a lot of trouble in the politics in this country. And you folks that are out there trying to correct every wrong, if you're around a person right now that you know is racist, let them be racist. You show them love. You show them love. You show them appreciation. It's like, listen, I don't like that, but you do you. Ask them why you feel racist. Why? Why is it that you're so extreme about it? I'm okay. Well, if that's how you feel, I get it. But I don't agree with it. And hopefully we can still be friends. But I don't want you to, you know, I want you to have an open heart to allow for exceptions to happen in your life. Right? So it's going about it that way. I feel you can make bigger strides in making changes, allowing somebody, because when you're trying to force somebody to think differently, that's a losing battle. When you're trying to force people to think differently, you're not going to win, especially as adults. We already have conformed our thoughts. We already have made up what direction we want to go in. And people are open to having conversations to at least listen if you're being respectful of how they feel. So this is a very important conversation that some of you need to have, because if you are a person right now, if you're listening to this, two people that listen to this, if you're a person that just can't stand being around a person that just feels differently, you need to be more receptive about it and try to understand their point of view. And if they're uneducated with their feedback, that doesn't make any sense to you, or you could at least understand their point of view, then you have to decide what's your next move. You know, but I just don't believe in writing somebody off because they say something crazy. I want to say, okay, why did you say that? What do you think of that? Have you ever had positive experiences? So you're just saying it just because you're angry in the moment. Okay, cool. I mean, whatever it is, you got to ask the questions and get to know the person. But a lot of people don't do that. Let's take it off key. Spread that thing like Bobby.